This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about, but nothing's more important than what you have to say. So let's go to the phone lines. We got Tom from Baltimore. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
And that's why we love our doctors, because they care.
Absolutely. Tom, what's going on over there in Baltimore? How are they doing this morning?
Oh, we're happy as can be, those of us who want a constitutional republic as the framers intended. Those who want to have a socialist form of government, well, they're not doing so well, are they? I saw them on the news last night. Maybe you can answer this for me. They seem to be having some problems as well. We saw news clips of them falling down, weeping and vomiting. In large numbers, what's going on with these folks, Doc? We know they're psychologically ill, but is there something else happening here?
No, I don't know. I maybe some norovirus. I don't know. Hillary virus. I don't know.
Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking. Let me give you my amateur dropped out of university on the way to being a psychiatrist view on this. In child abuse cases, we see something called a dissociative split. And the children, because they cannot psychologically process the extreme polar opposite behavior of the abusing parent. Because, of course, the parent, on the one hand, will oftentimes do a good job of parenting, and on the other hand, be a monster. And the
dissociative split, right.
So we take the parent away, and the children, they freak out. You know, that's my mom or dad, and I love them, and they're great. Well, these people seem like children suffering a dissociative split. Not to laugh at the children, but I'm laughing at these people who pathetically are lulled into this belief that the government can provide for them what God cannot. And that's the way they look at it. You know, if you stick to the form of government we were given, it's pretty good. It relies upon us as human beings doing and behaving in the way that God intended and following his rules. And we don't try to improve on that, do we? But they want to do everything better. They can provide better. And boy, they just get themselves in mess after mess.
Well, you know, with your psychological background, it is a very interesting discussion that we've had. How if you have a candidate that may be indicted, and you hear all these, you know, issues with the WikiLeaks and the emails and with CNN, et cetera, and you know how does somebody, you know, see past that and continue to support them? What is going on in their head?
That's my point exactly. Exactly like a child would behave who's been abused and
But what's very, very interesting is Hillary was not anybody you could really connect with. That's why she brought out Jay-Z and Beyonce and Katy Perry and Lady Gaga. Hillary was not very motherly and connectable. Trump wasn't either, but he connected by what he said. And, I mean, you know, because Trump's got on the cold side. I mean, he doesn't look very cuddly. He doesn't look like Reagan was cuddly in a way. Reagan looked like you could give him a hug. Trump doesn't look like you could give him a hug. And Hillary looks like she'll faint on you. So, it's like, what was it that was so... How did she... Because I got to tell you, she is a master. The Clintons, I got to give credit where credit's due. The Clintons know how to get a base. They know how to get people to watch. Bill more than her. But what I still can't wrap my head head around was, what was it that Hillary, what made people cry, I mean, to cry? Unless it was, because Bernie Sanders was even more cuddly from a psychological standpoint than Hillary.
They weren't just tearing up, Doctor. They were weeping, and some actually were vomiting and falling down.
Mm.
They said that one reporter said Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, whoever that is, and some other entertainers who were supposed to perform last night, they couldn't even speak and probably would be seeking medical treatment. Now, I'm not laughing at anyone who has to seek medical treatment, but that's how upset they were.
Well, yeah, CNN said that Cher walked
in. Right, Cher was the other one, right.
Yeah, Cher, I think, walked in, looked at the TV, and then walked out. So I don't know what the heck was going on. It was, it's a shame. Now, Tom, remind me, do you have police background?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
That's my area of expertise. That's what
right.
I end up calling into.
Yeah, right. So real quick, because I know we're going to be coming up on a break. What is the pulse of many of the retired cops out there? What are they, because nobody's been talking about how the police are taking this today.
We all are happy that we have an opportunity, hopefully. Now, listen, Trump is a business person, and ultimately, Doctor, and you know this, the success of this country will ultimately rest with each individual American. We, for far too long, slept, figuratively, and did not keep close enough eye on our government. We're filling the stadiums and watching the ball games and the football games. We're not packing the Senate building where they have plenty of seats for people to watch with a notepad
right.
and let these folks know we're watching you. Everybody can be a cop. Everybody, and should be. This is our government, and we should never let it go again. We have an opportunity, I think, I hope, we pray that Trump will not be what we knew Hillary was going to be. She would steal from this government. Listen, she has a history going back to Watergate. She would betray it, and wherever we heard this, she would seek to fundamentally change this government, and that's not what this government is about. At least with Trump, we have a clean slate, and we hope that he will not do these things, and we pray for his success, but we also need to be involved.
Mm-hmm. Tom, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, man. Good luck out there in Baltimore. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tom brought up a good point, clean slate. Clean slate. So, all right, there's going to be a lot of pressure now, a lot of pressure on Trump going, all right, then fix this. He's going to have to fix a lot. He is going to have to prove, and then he's going to have to remind everybody in 3 years what he fixed. So a lot of us are hopeful, but I hope his shoulders can handle this. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so taking your calls and your questions, your comments, keep them coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. So, what else was on the ballot? There were a lot of different issues on the ballot in multiple different states. And as we talked about, Sheriff Joe Arpaio is no longer the sheriff of Maricopa County. Arizona also, very surprisingly, actually not so surprisingly, rejected the legalization of marijuana. But it was legalized in California, Massachusetts, and Nevada. So marijuana will be legal. We're still waiting for the results to come in on Maine. All right? And I believe we have, medical marijuana legalized in Arkansas, Florida, Montana, and North Dakota. So right now we are being told that almost a quarter of Americans will have easy access to marijuana. 8 states have voted to legalize marijuana for recreational medicinal use in this last election. California, Massachusetts, and Nevada legalizing it. Maine's paper-thin yes vote. Oh, we just got in. Maine has approved marijuana. The only state to reject it was Arizona. Medical marijuana is a green light in Florida, Arkansas, Montana, and North Dakota. So now close to 25% of Americans will have easier access to marijuana. So, wow. All right, California especially. California, 39 million people. California's joining Oregon and Washington. You know, we're talking about Nevada. I cannot tell you the number one email subject that I got yesterday with the election was, why did Nevada go Hillary? Why did Nevada, you know, we are very close to California. In fact, most of us spend many of our weekends in California. I was born in California. So we're very, very close to California. And a lot of people from California moved here. When we sold our house in the dead of the recession, and my husband was like, how are we going to sell it? This is, you know, because we had to downsize. That depression kicked our butt. So hubby's like, we got to downsize. But, you know, who's gonna buy during this recession? I go, you'll see. It'll be somebody from California, and it'll be bought up fast because we are so much cheaper than California, and that's exactly what happened. Within hours of going on the market, we sold our house. Then it was to a beautiful couple from California, because what they got with our house was a steal compared to what they were paying in California. And so you have a lot of Californians living here now in Nevada, which is why a Raiders move to Las Vegas isn't that far out of the, so left field, because we have a lot of Californians here. So it's no surprise that both of us kind of agreed when it came to political candidates and when it came to marijuana legalization. Even though the rural areas are very conservative and a lot more Republican, but we have two major metropolitans with our Reno, Carson City, and our Las Vegas, and they vote more Democrat. So it cleared very, very easily. So in California, 56% to 44% with recreational marijuana. They did legalize medical use back in 1996, but a 2010 bid to legalize it for recreation failed. The bill passed as Proposition 64, fully legalizes the recreational use, possession, cultivation, and sale of marijuana for those that are over 21. You are not allowed to drive under the influence of marijuana. You are limited to growing up to 6 plants in your house. It's also retroactive. So thousands of people held on charges related to marijuana sale or possession will be absolved. I don't know if I agree with the sale. I understand if somebody has a couple joints in their house, okay, don't put them in jail. Let the cops, you know, work on, you know, more violent crimes than you know, somebody having a couple joints. But sale, you can't be selling an illegal substance, and marijuana is still federally illegal. So I don't know about retroactively with somebody that was selling it. That's a drug dealer. Anyway, so the drug went into use 12 a.m. today, but the recreational sales are not going to be permitted till 2018. Many people have been wondering, you know, maybe there was a little riot or two in California, but, you know, they're not expecting. We were expecting to see so much more tumult and, chaos after the election. And I think everyone's like, don't worry. Be happy. I think that's probably what everyone's doing now because pot's legal here. Massachusetts, 54% voted yes, 46 no. Question 4, fully legalized recreational use, possession, cultivation, and sale of marijuana is going to be regulated like alcohol. The law is taking effect December 15, 2016, so Massachusetts residents have to wait till December 15th so they could get high. Nevada, 54% to 46% as well. It was question two. Legalize the recreational use, possession, cultivation, sale of marijuana for those over 21, just like with California. Residents can possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana at a time. To sell marijuana recreationally, you need to apply for a sales license. Only medical dispensaries are able to apply for one. That law takes effect January 1, 2018. That's why a lot of people in Nevada are kind of running around going, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Yay, we got Trump. Oh, we got Trump. Everyone's running around. They don't know what to do. It's because they haven't been able to smoke their pot yet. Maine. Maine, 91% reporting as of this last report, but it looks like yes got 50.3% of the votes, no 49.7. This is a very, usually it's a state that leans Democrat, but they were hesitant with the recreational marijuana, even though they have medical marijuana. It is the last state of all nine to declare its results. I guess, let's see here, it will also legalize recreational use, possession, cultivation, sale of marijuana to adults over 21. The law takes effect as of now. People have been, I mean, they have been waiting to light up until that happened. Now, what's going on in Florida? Florida, for medical marijuana, it was a landslide, 71% to 29%. Amendment number two to expand medical marijuana passed by a landslide on Tuesday. The bill legalizes marijuana for specific medical conditions, cancer, epilepsy, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, post-traumatic stress disorder, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, Crohn's disease, which is a very debilitating bowel, inflammatory disease, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, and other related diseases. Now, some of you will say, well, post-traumatic stress disorder, does it have to be medically proven? Here's the thing. You can have post-traumatic stress disorder from a car accident, from a miscarriage. It doesn't have to be if you've served in the military. So a rape, an assault. So post-traumatic stress disorder will probably be used by many as their diagnosis to have medical marijuana. The Department of Health is obliged to provide the drug. Apparently, they've been fighting for this for a while. The first medical marijuana bill, the Compassionate Medical Cannabis Act, passed in 2014, took effect January 1, 2015, but it was restricted. It was only allowed for non-smoked, low-THC marijuana, barring many kinds of cannabis that are used to treat the side effects of epilepsy and cancer. So now this Amendment 2 made it a lot less stringent. It passed. Law takes effect January 3rd, 2017. North Dakota. North Dakota was the only Midwestern state voting on medical marijuana. They said it was the only state that did not have a campaign against the measure. And it's one of the most conservative states to give pot the green light, according to Daily Mail. The bill, Measure 5, permits patients with specific debilitating illnesses to get marijuana from their doctor. Those who live 40 miles away from a dispensary can grow up to 8 plants at their house. Now, what else happened? The soda tax. You had all 4 cities voting to raise the price of sugary drinks say yes. A soda tax has been instilled now in 3 California cities and 1 Colorado city. Boulder, Colorado is going to add 2 cents of tax per ounce of sugary drink. San Francisco, Oakland, and Albany in California all have a penny per ounce tax. So we also had that. Very interesting. Ever since the first soda tax started in Berkeley, California, soda, they said, had started to go down. That's not what happened. I noticed that to get a 2-liter bottle of pop, you used to be able to get a 2-liter bottle of pop anywhere between 49 cents and 99 cents. 79 cents, 2-liter bottle of pop. Once I saw it go up to $1.99, that's what stopped a lot of people from buying soda pop. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. One of you had asked about the exchanges and what's going to happen with the insurance. This is a very good question. You wanted to know what's going to happen with the insurance now. Now that Trump said he's going to be repealing Obamacare, and you are in the process of open enrollment with the Obamacare exchanges. And, obviously nothing's going to happen yet. But, President Trump will not be President Trump until January 20th, 2017. So you have to, still get some sort of insurance if you want to have protection. However, very good question on, are you going to get fined if you don't? Now, here's the thing, okay? I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an accountant. But my guess is the fine will still be in place. in 2017 for any action you did not take in 2016. The Affordable Care Act is still law. So what would have to happen is immediately Donald Trump would have to make some sort of a law saying nobody is going to get fined that $700. Honestly, I don't see how that would be that difficult to do, guys. I mean, I think you'll have 100% support, all right, from everybody to just say, guys, as of 2017, that $700 penalty, don't worry about it. We're, you know, so I believe that when it comes to, I have faith. However, don't be surprised if, because maybe laws take forever, I don't know how often something could get done the second the House of Representatives and then the Senate approves it. It looks like the Republicans are going to have control over the Senate, but you don't know if there's going to be somebody that's going to say, nah, I think we should impose the tax. It's going to be unfair for those who were taxed in 2015. Let's all agree. And let's all ask Donald Trump and the House and the Senate to get rid of that $700 tax that many people are going to face because of the Obamacare. So get rid of that first and foremost. However, you still need health insurance. And even if the House works quickly, you're not going to have open enrollment until next fall. So you're going to have to continue same old. Just you're going to still have to find a plan. Until things change. Now, what can change, and we're going to be kind of walking you through this over the next 6 to 8 weeks, and hopefully Trump listens to some of my recommendations. But what they're going to have to do is very slowly and methodically address how we're going to change Obamacare. You can't just say, all right, we're going to appeal Obamacare. Unfortunately, whenever you do anything very, very quickly and you cannonball anything, the same disaster that happened with cannonballing health care with the Affordable Care Act can happen if you just rip it out and repeal it. We have to make sure that those who have Medicaid still get to stay on Medicaid. But what would be a very smart thing for Trump and Congress to do is flip this whole penalty around. These threats and these penalties that the Affordable Care Act is riddled with, just switch it all around and make it incentive. Incentivize an employer to buy health insurance for their employees and incentivize employers to hire. You change this around to an incentive type of law, I think that's going to be very, very helpful. So you may see then as a result that you may be able to get employer health insurance. Why? Because if you have been part-time this whole time, because Obamacare is so damn expensive, these insurances on the exchange are so expensive that your employer is like, you know what, you're just going to get part-time. And President Trump comes in and says, hey, guys, if you hire for every full-time employee, you get $1,000 tax credit. You get to pay $1,000 less in taxes at the end of the year for every employee. If he comes in and says something like that, and how much in taxes will an employee pay throughout a year? Probably close to that, right? So we're not losing money. As the government treasury. But if you tell an employer $1,000 tax credit for every full-time employee, watch how many of those part-time employees become full-time. And if you give them health insurance, I'm going to give you a $500 tax break. So now $1,500 per insured employee an employer gets. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's just going to help big business. If they give you a full-time job from a part-time job and health insurance, really? You want to complain that it's big business? Hell, sounds like a better deal to me than what we have now. So, let me be clear. Nothing's going to change with the health exchanges before January 20th. And so, I don't know if I would wait till January 21st to see what Donald Trump does. If something happens that's more pressing than Obamacare, such as something that happens with ISIS or terrorist attacks, etc., you're not going to see you're not going to see anything done before January 31st. So find a health insurance that you could live with, all right, temporarily or even a year, and then we pray that something gets done so you don't have to be paying those very, very high premiums. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say, could robots help voters make better decisions? This was a very interesting article out of the Daily Mail. They say RoboVote gives each rank a happiness value to determine the result. And it's a revolutionary tool that uses artificial intelligence and machine learning to help humans make better group decisions. So what, we're going to have robots now try to manipulate our vote? They say the tool has been designed by computer scientists at Carnegie Mellon and Harvard. Speaking to Digital Trends, Ariel Prakasha, who led the team from Carnegie Mellon, said there is a large amount of research at the intersection of AI for artificial intelligence and voting, in part designed to help software agents make decisions. The initial inspiration was a realization that a killer app of this type of work is actually helping people, not software agents, make group decisions. Okay, let's just stop here. If this is something where you post it on Facebook and you make somebody take a quiz and go, oh, you are going to be more inclined to vote for so-and-so, and they just do that for 80% of the answers, that's going to influence votes. So already I'm against it. They say to use RoboVote, users can create a poll with alternate choices and invite their friends to participate. The tool can help both subjective and objective questions. The subjective questions, such as which pizzeria makes the best pizzas, an approach called implicit utilitarian voting. Participants will rank the preferences on a poll, and the system assigns each rank a happiness value. This can then be used to determine the choice most preferred by the group. But objective questions, such as which company will have the highest net profit next quarter, are slightly harder for the system to calculate. They say these questions could have a definitive correct answer, and as people involved in the poll aren't necessarily well-informed, the system itself has to uncover the truth. So, I don't really know what this RoboVote is planning on doing. I'm not interested. But it's very interesting that they say that computers are going to be able to kind of figure out and read your mind. And many of you say there's no way a computer could do that. Well, Facebook has. Facebook knows how to do that. Google knows how to do that. Let's say you went online to buy a jacket. And there were a couple jackets you were looking at. They will all of a sudden pop up ads in the next couple days of jackets that you may like. And you're like, wait a second, I love that jacket. How did they know? Well, because they know. They look at something that you pick, then they take a standard deviation around that. And already they're playing on us by looking at our past decisions. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boot takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, your emails. Many of you email through the drdahlia.com. There's a contact area where you could send emails, and many of you are already very, very familiar with those, with that. And this is an email I received today we have to get to before we talk about anything else. Doc Dolly, I'm in hate mode right now, he writes. I'm so despondent, mad, angry that the country could vote for Trump. You prepared your listeners on how to get through if Hillary becomes elected. Now help me. I can't go to work. He writes, I can't watch the news. I listen to your show because you make me smile, but I hate the rest of Trump supporters. Signed, Sad Sammy. I like it when you guys sign it, you know. I miss the old days where there's a letter, kind of like the Dear Abby days. Sammy, All right, we got you on this. Listen, we got you. You know, those of us that are very, very hopeful that the country can make a change with Trump being at the helm because we didn't do well the last 8 years. All right, I don't want you to think that we're all sitting here hating you all. You know, yes, it was a very, very rough election. And I got to tell you, seeing many of you guys last night waiting for Hillary to come out and speak that she chose not to do really disheartened me. Seeing many of you guys who were Bernie Sanders supporters that got screwed over, I can't speak for all the people that are happy with last night's election, but I could say a lot of us really did not want to see you guys in pain like that. All right, we liked a lot of the Bernie Sanders supporters. And when I saw many of you guys crying, and like Tom from Baltimore said, some of you guys were even vomiting, we don't want that. We want a unified country. We don't want a divided country. We don't want people killing our cops. We don't want people accidentally getting shot when they're innocent. All right, we don't want to lose jobs to illegal immigrants. We want to be safe. We also don't want to close up our country and not allow people to come to the best country ever. So I think we agree on so much more than people think. And now, here you are, you're on the losing side. And that's not your fault, feeling upset, because the media had said this was going to be a Hillary landslide. They were telling you, even Fox News said Trump is behind. And so you guys were so elated being told that your electoral votes were going to be over the 300s. And many of us saw the manipulation that the media was doing. And we were trying to say, don't get your hopes up. And I'm not trying to say this to say I told you so. It's I'm trying to discuss how psychologically those of you that are really depressed and upset, how you got there. Because one thing I was telling those, you know, that were going to be upset about Trump losing, as I said, guys, it's only an election. Yes, being able to elect is phenomenal, and it's insurmountable in terms of what we've been able to achieve to have the right to vote. But I, you know, it's not big enough to mess with your life. So now let's help you get over this depression you have of Hillary not being president. Well, first, if I was a Hillary supporter and I was trying to make silver lining out of what happened, I would first say, you know, Hillary doesn't look well. And I'm really worried, you know, about her health. And her political career is not over. So if she wants to still do, you know, the good that you guys believe she's done, let her get better. Maybe this is a blessing in disguise for her. She could get the care she needs. This last video circulating where she just looks so weak trying to get to the car, and Bill has to be by her side every step of the way, or somebody in the Secret Service has to. A blessing in disguise is let her recoup. Maybe this wasn't her time. She could recoup, get stronger, and get the care she needs, because I was so afraid she was going to die on the campaign trail. I did not think she was healthy enough. So that's one good thing, okay? She's going to be able to get better. Number two is whoever's going to be president, and now we know it's going to be Donald Trump, is going to be facing one of the biggest economic disasters ever. So, did you want a Hillary presidency, the first woman president, to be riddled with already so much negative, and the investigations, and the, not that because she was a woman, but all the other negative stuff that, I mean, you know, there was going to be a hell of a lot of debate with her security clearance, with everything that happened, and more and more keeps coming out, and, you know, did you really want our first, you know, another heroic election to be just riddled with that, and gridlock? You know, I this is going to be the first time in a long time that we may not have gridlock. So if Trump wants to infuse money into a city that is, you know, battling, you know, unemployment and a whole slew of financial trouble, all right, you know, he'll be able to do it a lot easier. And again, I know a lot of you are like, well, I, Dahlia, that doesn't make me feel better if I support Trump because I don't like a lot of what he wants to do. Remember, Trump is going to want to be reelected. Okay, in 3 years, he is going to be battling. He is going to, maybe he'll be up against Michelle Obama. Maybe he'll be up against Joe Biden. I don't know. Maybe Hillary will run again. So he is going to need to, he's not going to tick everybody off. Trust me. He is going to need to be reelected. So, if he wants to continue what he's doing. So I look at those things as a silver lining. And again, it's don't let any candidate have the benefit of the doubt of making you upset. I don't want anybody killing themselves. I don't want anybody fighting with anybody else. I don't want anybody losing their job. It's only an election. And yes, it's going to be very hard to watch the news, you know, because it's, you know, it's like this election was so exhausting. But here's the thing. We do need to know what the next steps are. We do need to know what's going to be happening with the Supreme Court. We need to know what's happening with Obamacare. Like one of my listeners, that was a very good email. What do we do? The health exchange, premium is so damn high. Should I blow it off or do I have to buy it? How quickly is Obamacare going to change? You guys need to know this. You also need to know if there's going to be certain, changes from an employment standpoint, if there's a job you've always wanted to have, this may be your chance to get that job. So, remember, if I was on the Hillary side and I wanted to, again, look at the silver lining to this, okay? You guys made your voices heard. The Republicans know that many of you do not want mass, when you have an illegal immigrant and you need to deport him, okay? So the Republicans know you don't want mass deportations, and I don't think they're gonna do it. They know that you don't like expensive college. That high cost of college is getting ridiculous. I think they hear that. I also think they hear, which I believe they've always been for also, is this ridiculous tax code. And I think they're going to simplify the tax code. I think they're going to simplify taxes. And they also have heard you guys as we don't want to pay taxes as much as you know, we've been paying. So I think they're going to lower taxes. So there's going to be a lot, and I think both sides definitely don't want our jobs going overseas. So at least you've been heard. So you did change America. You did. 1-877, Doc Dahlia, don't go away.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.